what we're going to do when the glory comes down. We're going to praise the Lord. Right? Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah.
I've got something to share if it's okay.
Yeah, amen.
This week, our grandson, Remy, a.k.a. Sasquatch, he works at Integra in Roscoe. And part of the...
People don't like silence on the tape. Okay.
No, yeah. Anyway, our grandson, Rem, a.k.a. Sasquatch, he works at Integra in Roscoe, and part of his duties is loading and unloading the trucks. And twice this week, he come home, and he said they had one guy, and I'm pretty sure it was the same guy. He'd come in, and he'd get his truck half unloaded, and then take off, and of course, it strung grain all over the place, you know. And kind of upset the boss, you know. I said, was there some yelling going, he said, yeah, but it wasn't at him. But anyway, during praise and worship, that just kept coming back to me. And I said, you know, what is it you want me to see, Lord? And he said, tell them there's more seed in them than they think. He's planted, put more seed in us, more life in us than we think.
Amen.
And when we're put in any situation, don't hurry to try to get out of it. Linger a bit and let him show you that there's more seed there.
Amen.
And so that's my encouragement to you today.
Amen. 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 Yes. More. There is more. We want more, we want to pour more, right?
Especially when we feel empty. We feel there's just nothing else to give. Mm-hmm.
There's stuff stuck in the hopper. Amen? Amen. 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 Anything else? Hallelujah.
The Bible says that we are seated with him in heavenly places.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is at hand right now.
That's right.
Well, it's something to think about. When you pray to our Father is God. That's something to think about.
Amen. We're seated in heavenly places. So I'm standing in a heavenly place. Amen? Amongst heavenly people. Wonderful people. Aren't you? Wonderful people. Christ lives in you richly, right? Amen? He lives in you. He seats you. Oh, can you picture the Lord being the Mater Dei, and seating you. Lord, how great is our God. We have a new set of decrees. Did you grab a decree? Did you grab a decree? We decree that America was founded by God. Under an appeal to heaven. And an appeal to heaven is giving us a rebirth. We decree that our voice for him to all the earth and the gospel of the kingdom will go forth from America to all people. We decree. We decree, number three, that we are a nation founded, say it with me, under Christ's blood and rule, and that we have no king but Jesus. We have no king but Jesus. Number four, we decree that Yahweh is our lawgiver, our judge, and our king, and our three branches of government were founded under this truth. Number five, we decree we are a city on a hill. Shining God's light, darkness will not prevail. We decree that God's mercy over America endures forever. His mercies are new every morning. We decree that he who began a good work in America will complete it. That God had a plan for our restoration before we even rebelled against him. We decree that nothing can stop our restoration because our trust is in God. We decree that God's redeeming power is greater than Satan's deceiving lies, and his truth will prevail. We decree that God has the ability to save, loves to do so, and takes no pleasure in judgment. We decree that we are seated with Christ, and Satan is under our feet. We are far above all principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness. We decree that we are Christ's ecclesia, representing his authority on earth. We have his keys of authority to bind and to loose, to open and to close. We decree that no weapon formed against America's restoration, nor against the purposes of God for her, will prosper. We decree that America shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Give God a praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do not hesitate to praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. And there's always seed, as Marla shared, and we are seated in heavenly places, as Fred reminded us. And, well, you all have reminders. If you enter into his presence, you've heard. He welcomes you. He talks to you. And what he says to you, well, pass it on. Pass it on. I had a guy this week who wanted to talk probably about anything but God, but then he made a mistake. He said, "What's new?" I said, "God is good." He said, "What?" I said, "God is good." Yeah. His mercy endures forever. Every morning it's new. Boom, I better go. There's always a seed. Always a seed. You know? And Lord, they said, we want to see the blind man. The story of the blind man. Jesus said, "What do you want from me?" They didn't talk about the weather. They didn't say, "Well, I don't need much. They didn't make small talk. They said, "We want to see. We want to see." And Jesus felt sorry for them. He touched their eyes. Instantly they could see. Then they followed him. It's important to follow him. Now this is absolutely elementary, foundational, mountaintop stuff. Following him. Following him. Because from the base of the mountain to the top of the mountain, it's always the same thing. Follow him. We can't lose sight of following him. You know? We're not that busy that we can't follow him. We're not that distracted that we can't follow him. Follow him. In order to see, we got to want to see. They wanted to see. What do you want? They wanted to see. Don't lose your desire to see. Increase, you know, when you see something and you don't see it real well, you kind of squint so you can see it better. Right? Or you try to get closer. Or if the light is dim, you try to get closer to the light. If it's dark, you turn on the light. When my favorite time, it's dark when I seek the Lord. I like it dark. I don't always get my way, but I like it that way. But the thing about it is then when it's dark and I'm praying and then I hear something, then I've got to turn on a light and I've got to get my little book out to write. And they're shadows, things that try to keep me from being able to write good. And so then I make whatever adjustment I have to make in my chair to get it so I can see it, so I can write it. You see, what if we really want to see, we do what we need to, right? If I don't do that, then I got to pray for the interpretation if I go to read it again because I wrote it not in the light. I didn't get in the light. I did what I thought was clear as could be, but it didn't work. We need to see. We still need to see. We don't know the Lord for so long and then we don't have to see anymore. We shouldn't be groping about, okay? We are the light of the world. We need to be reminded. We're seated in heavenly places. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. With Christ Jesus. Amen. When we're with Christ Jesus, I don't know about you, but I feel good when I'm with Christ Jesus. I feel good when I praise the Lord. I feel good when I'm worshiping. I feel good when I'm seeking. I feel good. And so how often should we seek? All the time.
That's right.
Yeah. You know? If our engine is chugging, you know, seek the Lord. If everything's not so good, you know, remember, LeVon said, make an appointment. Make an appointment with God. You're always welcome. You know? Step out of where you are, step into where he is. Folks, this is our life. This is our life. This is what gives us life. This is what makes us life givers. It's not just a minute here and there. It's a life. I don't know about you, but I know when I'm with Jesus. And I know when I'm not. I know. I want to see. I'm a blind man when I get up in the morning because I have to find my clothes in the dark. I'm not turning on the light. You know? So then I need to feel whichever pants that I want to put on. Yesterday I was working on the boat and my step was a little bigger than my step should be and I thought my pants tore. But I couldn't find any place where they tore. Last night I was sitting in the chair and I found the place where they tore. And Vicki said, throw them away. Be still, my soul. She said, I could lie to you. I could say I'll wash them. She said, I don't patch pants anymore. I could embarrass her and wear them. I better not, yeah. But this morning when I went to find pants, I knew what to look for to find out which pants they were. The hole was there. I left them on the floor. Put on some other ones because I knew there was another pair to reach for. Wore those. Then I changed. But you know, the thing is we can grope sometimes. But we should walk in the light as he is in the light. You know? We shouldn't mutter, mumble, figure it out ourselves. We should stop and pray and seek the Lord. We should. And we can. You know? The Word of God reminds us. Jesus says, "What can I do for you? Lord, I want to see." And when we see, we should be like those blind men. Then they followed. Follow the Lord. It doesn't change. It doesn't mean, well, I've been following for long enough, I pretty much know the way. You know, you can know the way to somewhere really good, you still got to turn the wheel. You know? We still have to turn the wheel. We still have to follow. Because when we follow, there's life. The whole path is life. The whole way is life. In this world you'll have tribulation, but rejoice, right? We know these things. Just start rejoicing. I also did something to my foot. I'm not sure what I did to my foot. My wife said, "You got gout?" I don't know. I don't think so. But I think I did. I hurt the big joint in my toe. I don't want to run a marathon. But I'm going to run home when I forget something. I'm going to run back. I'm going to walk on it. I'm going to pump the pedal on the piano. I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep saying, "What do I want? Lord, I want to be healed. I'm healed. I'm healed." God reminded me, that's the same foot that he healed 41 years ago. It's this one. Hey, that's what I forgot. I forgot to stomp it. I'll stomp it again later. I don't want to cry in front of you. When you see, what should you do? Follow. How are you going to see? You need to look. Vicki and I went to Aberdeen. She had a meeting, so I was the chauffeur. And all the way home, we had to look. Because the northern lights were supposed to be out. Well, I felt that I should keep my eyes on the road. And she agreed that I should keep my eyes on the road. But I do look around a little when I have my eyes on the road, and so I would say, "Well, look that, maybe that's it." "No, it's too cloudy." "Well, look closer." "No." You know, I mean, I'm just trying to help because it meant a lot to her. Do you know what means a lot to Jesus when you want to see? It means a lot to Jesus when you trust him. And when you call on him, you're saying you trust him. When I look up, I trust him. When I say, "Oh Lord," I trust him. Where's your first turn? Where's your first call? Where's your first look? And if your first look isn't where the first look ought to be, your second look should be, right? Right? See, Christians, we've talked about this before. I'm a big one on saying, don't struggle. Struggle wears you out. There's no need for us to struggle. We should not struggle. We should look. Because you can't struggle your way out of anything any more than you can worry your way out of anything. And if you don't believe, you can't confess your way out of anything. If you don't believe that God can move a mountain, you're not going to move a mountain by saying, "Be thou removed and be cast into the sea." But if you believe that he's already done it, then when you say it, it's done. Doesn't matter if 500 people say, "Looks to me like it's still there." I don't care. What's 500 compared to him? You see, your weakness is made perfect in his strength. And so, when you see, follow. When you see, follow. Just do it. Just do it. My wife has been talking about we should send some money to Samaritan's Purse. I figured it was already done. Because she doesn't hesitate to spend other money. I'm not knocking that. I just figured if you thought we should, you just would have already done it. And this morning she said it again. Well, it's not up to me. She's the one that saw. I didn't see the ad. I didn't see anything, you know. But I figured it was done because she said we should. I bet it's done today. It's nice of you to consider me, but when we see, do it. You know? People have been waiting ever since the first time you said it, right? Yeah. But it's true. When you think you should say something to someone, do it. Do it. And if you don't do it, find them and explain to them, "I'm really sorry. I thought I should have said something to you and I didn't do it. And I'm really sorry. You shouldn't have to wait for this seed." And if they look at you like you're crazy, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm in the grocery store yesterday. By the grace of God, I was in the grocery store. I stopped at the grocery store at that time. And I'm walking down the aisle, and this guy's got two cute little kids. I stop, I say hello to him, and then I turn the corner. If you've been to Massex, you know that you go down toward the meat, because I was getting something picked up for my wife, and the guy said, "Roger, right?" I said, "Yeah." He grabbed my hand, he said, "I remember you from Hughes County Jail." I looked at him. I don't know sure what changed about him. But anyway, I said, "Well, thank you for stopping and talk to me." He said, "I always came in." I said, "Are you in town now?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Church is at 10. Keep coming to chapel." You know? But, you know, because like I always tell you, I don't go walking down, "Hey, I remember you from jail." I don't say anything, you know, but when they say something, I'm glad that I said something. You have so much life in you. You have so much seed in you. You've got it. You've got it. And when you see it, follow it. There's nothing more important in our lives than our relationship with God. Nothing. There's nothing more important in our lives than someone else knowing God. Nothing. You know that, right? There's things that are important, but nothing more important. See? So then when you see, you follow it. When I was up in Aberdeen, I stopped and I saw my coach and his wife Bonnie had been, in the hospital. And so I got a chance to stop and to visit and she said, "Hallelujah." And he said, "See my sign." She had a sign up that said, "Hallelujah." She said, "I don't even think our pastor knows how to say hallelujah." So let's give Bonnie a treat and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings. We know how to say hallelujah, right? Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Such a simple word. But we don't even know the fullness of the meaning of the word. But God does. God does. You know, we throw him a seed and it turns into another galaxy. You know, when you see, follow. And so when you hear and you realize, that's like seeing. Follow. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you just got this thought, I got to tell somebody about Jesus. Now I could take the easy route and go say, Vicki, I want to tell you about Jesus, but I think it's outside. You know, maybe there's somebody waiting. There is somebody waiting. There's somebody waiting to hear. There's, except for the robocalls where it's a machine, there's somebody on the other end of that line that wants to hear. They may not know it, but you see the seeds. Don't jump off the phone and spill seeds away from the phone. Tell them, you see, there's opportunities everywhere. Opportunities to share. There are. And we don't go, well, I've shared before. No, we've got to take those opportunities. It might be the last opportunity for that person. Might be. You just don't know. But when we see, we follow. The what would Jesus do rubber bands that people wore. People finally wore them out or took them off, you know. Because you have to look at it. And that's to remind you to see what would Jesus do. Right? It's all about following him. Now that you know these things, we said this last week, now that you know these things, you ought to do them. That's what Jesus said to him. Now that you know these things, you know, how do we know? We look. How do we see? We look. We maintain our zeal. Zeal for your house has consumed me. That's what it said about Jesus. He had to be about the Father's business. I know. We've all got a lot of business nowadays. We've all got lots to think about. We've all got lots and lots and lots of lots and lots and lots. But we don't have anything that is more important than tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. We don't have anything more important. You know, when you go into one of these stores and they got somebody standing there handing out samples. And some of them that are handing out samples are about as excited to have samples to hand them out. You know, it's like, well, here I am again today. But some of them are really good at handing out samples. You know, they make you feel like you want a sample. They know something about their sample. They even know where we can find their sample. They almost get me when they're like that. And on a couple of occasions, we've bought. But I'll be honest with you, most of the time, I'm just looking for the samples. You know? You get enough samples, you got your lunch, you know, just looking for a sample. You know that there are people that don't know it, but they're walking around looking for a sample. They're walking around. Your smile can light up somebody's life. Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile would bring you near to me. That's just a song. But you know, it will happen. It will open a door. Remember how God used a smile in Runnings, where the guy said, okay, what is it with you? I wasn't even looking. He was. That guy was looking. What is it with you? I said, it's Jesus. That's the answer, Jesus. Okay, I give up, he said. He's been working on me for a couple of weeks. And I asked him this morning for a sign, and his friend that was with him said, what do you mean? And so his friend got a seed that he didn't know that he was going to get. The guy hadn't told his friend that he asked Jesus for a sign. But he was looking for a sign. He wasn't wearing a sign that said he was looking for a sign. He probably wasn't really looking for a sign. You know, he probably just threw that out there because he'd been hearing something. But God said, watch this. Watch this. God says to you, watch this. See it. And follow. You know, the demon-possessed man, he wanted to follow. Jesus said, just go back and tell everybody what God's done for you. His was obvious. Everybody had been scared of him for years. What happened to you? Jesus. Has Jesus happened to you? Has Jesus happened to you? Follow him. Where is he leading you? What are you seeing? You know, the truth is that sometimes we see and we look away. We're busy. You know? Sometimes we neglect the gift that is in us. We question the most obvious things sometimes. You know? We have an obvious look. Don't even have to squint. And 2 days later we say, that could have been the Lord. Follow him. Follow him. What can possibly go wrong following him? You know? You can plant seeds that don't seem like they get anywhere. Like my impression when I planted the seed of what's new, the steadfast love of the Lord. It's new every morning, new every morning. The first impression of it is that probably fell on stony ground. Well, guess what? I know where he lives. I could be so imposing as to say, have you given any thought to what our last conversation was about? Huh? Why not? Remember what they talk about. They say, you know, old people can get away with anything.
Yes.
I don't know that I say I'm old, but I'm certainly old enough. You know? Just see and follow. Just see and follow. You know? Plant a seed and water it with a smile. It's the obvious thing to do. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Everywhere you go, people want to know who you are, who he is. There's a lot of people that haven't thought about that, and then all of a sudden, they think about that. You just never know. But you can be sure of this, that God watches over his word to perform it. And nothing could be better than worshiping him. And nothing is sweeter than knowing you followed him. Nothing compares. And you know that. You can have a trunk load full of money and it won't make you feel as good as knowing that you have done the will of God. You can lie down in peace and sleep because you put your trust in the Lord. And you'll arise and shine and give him the glory. Amen? Amen. Lord, they said, we want to see. And Jesus felt sorry for them, touched their eyes. And instantly they could see, and then they followed him. How wonderful that is. The lepers, on the other hand, he healed them, and only one even came back to thank him. He gave them life. They didn't have life as lepers. Jesus made a difference. Jesus makes a difference. And you who are seated in heavenly places make a difference. Follow him. Father, in Jesus' name, we decree that we are followers of Jesus. And that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And that we are darkness breakers. Because we are light makers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Overflow into the lives of each of these folks, Lord. Bless them. Press down, shaken together, and overflowing. Give them a heart that runs to you and runs to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.